We now bring to these microphones David James. It's the time of the week for our conversation when we look at an issue confronting the body of Christ, and we try to give a biblical understanding of that issue so it will assist you in your Christian walk. So glad you could join us today, and we catch David this time in upstate New York at Word of Life Bible Institute, where you actually began serving the Lord in full-time ministry some 30 years ago. Is that right, David?
That's right, and it's always exciting for me and actually quite a humbling experience teaching up here. This past week I've been teaching Understanding Roman Catholicism to the second-year students, and I'm standing on the platform in the classroom where I was with my wife in 1985-1986, and to be standing on that same platform where so many great men of God have taught hundreds and thousands of students over the years is really quite a privilege. And I began my ministry in 1987 as the Dean of Men here for 2.5 years before we began moving toward Hungary to start the Bible Institute there. So it's just a great opportunity, and I'm thankful to the Lord and to the people here at Word of Life who make this possible.
Well, I'm real thrilled that you're up there with that ministry, David. Be sure to give our love to everybody. Before we get to our main topic today, though, I would also want to take a moment briefly to encourage our listeners to join us here in Chattanooga for our upcoming School of Prophets conference the last week of May, where you'll be teaching Understanding Islam. Maybe you could share a few thoughts of what you're going to be speaking on and covering. This is a brand new course for you.
Well, we'll be looking at the origins and the development of Islam, the five pillars of Islam, the major teachings of the Quran and the Hadith, the comparing and understanding the differences between Sunni, Shia, and Sufi Islam. We'll be looking at Islamic eschatology and the biblical role of Islam in the end times. Answering the popular question, is the Antichrist going to be Islamic? Are Allah and Yahweh just different names for the same God? Also trying to look at understanding Islamic terrorism in light of the doctrine of abrogation, looking at various Islamic terrorist groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, and also looking at current issues in missions and evangelism in the Islamic world. So I think it will be a good course for our students.
I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to start a three-part series that I'll be teaching at the School of Prophets Conference for the next three periods of time. This one here in the beginning almost of the summer, and then in the time in December, and again next spring. I'm going to be taking everybody through the entire Bible, all 66 books. And I'm going to deal with the prophetic passages from each of those. I've been preparing myself, and I'm excited about what we're going to be teaching as well. So if you need more information, go to my website, prophecytoday.com. And there on the home page, you'll see a rotating banner up top. When it comes up, School of Prophets, double-click on it. You can get all the information, how to register. And if you can't come, how you can use live streaming television video available to teach you the subjects that David and I will be teaching this conference. David, this week, several Israeli news organizations carried articles claiming that the former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann apologized for suggesting Jews needed to convert to Christianity. But you know, as you and I have looked into this further, the research tells us, and it turns out, that this may not be an accurate report.
That's right. I was first alerted to this with an article that you sent me, a link to the Arutz Sheva website, which is part of the IsraelNationalNews.com organization. Their title on the article was "Michelle Bachmann Apologized for Urging Jews to Convert." And then later, the first paragraph in their article, they say, former Republican congresswoman from Minnesota and founder of the Congressional Tea Party Caucus, Michelle Bachmann, made an emotional speech, and this was at the Knesset this past Sunday, and apologized for her behavior. And they were referring to an interview that she did in 2015 on the radio show Washington Watch. And they say during that interview, she called for efforts to convert Jews en masse to Christianity to hasten the end of days. And then they interpreted that to mean that she was saying that she was apologizing for saying that Jews had to convert to Christ to in order to be saved. And actually, it was, as you dig deeper into this, it turns out that this very much seems like a misrepresentation when you look at the what she said in the interview and then some other conclusions as we've done further research.
David, let's unpack this a bit more to help our listeners understand what's at stake concerning this story. Now, first of all, let's discuss Michelle Buchman and why her voice is important in the conversation about American-Israeli relationships, as well as the matter of the need for Jews to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Well, she has been a longtime member of the Republican Party. She's a former member of the United States House of Representatives. She was Minnesota's 6th Congressional District Representative from 2007 to 2015, which includes several of the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, St. Paul, as well as St. Cloud. So she's important, had been important in Minnesota politics, but also on the national stage. And in 2012, she was a candidate for a Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential election. And as I noted earlier from a Ruth Sheva article, she was a founder of the House of Representatives Tea Party Caucus and is a strong supporter of the Tea Party movement. Beyond that, though, she is a well-known and outspoken Christian. She graduated from a Christian university, and she has been a longtime supporter of the nation of Israel. Now, one potential problem is it seems that she has had influence in dominionism, which it would be a problem theologically, but she certainly stands with the nation of Israel, and even dominionism would suggest that she would firmly believe that everyone needs to convert to Christ in order to be saved.
David, I think another important factor in the reports by the Israeli media is what seems to be a pretty deep misunderstanding by the average Jewish person when it comes to Christian Zionism and evangelicals in general who support the nation of Israel. And of course, they would then support the recognition of Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish state and the opening of the American embassy in Jerusalem just this week.
Well, that's true, and I think this is broadly true among Jews around the world as they look at evangelicals and Christian Zionists. For one thing, not all Jews, in fact, perhaps even only a minority of Jews are Zionists in general, because there are so many atheistic and agnostic Jews, non-religious Jews throughout Israel and including in Israel. But beyond that, I think even those who are looking for the Messiah think that evangelicals are actually wanting to help Israel to build the temple, the third temple, and that they're behind these battles and things that are happening in the Middle East, and doing this in order to hasten the return of the Lord, which is a complete misunderstanding of the thinking of most evangelicals. Evangelicals are standing with Israel and are participating and working to help them, because one, the Abrahamic covenant says that God will bless those who bless Abraham and his descendants and curse those who stand against them. And furthermore, we understand that we have our roots as Christians in Judaism. Our Savior is Jewish, and even though Judaism is no longer in effect, we have a deep respect and understanding of the Old Testament and a love for the Jewish people and a love for that place, which is the apple of God's eye, which is Jerusalem and the Promised Land.
As you were researching this story, David, and trying to get to the truth about whether Ms. Buchman actually did apologize for saying Jews needed to turn to Christ for salvation, it was the version of the story that was in the Times of Israel that made it fairly clear that she really had been misrepresented.
That's true. If you go back to her interview in 2015, she said this: "We recognize the shortness of the hour, and that's why we as a remnant want to be faithful in these days and do what it is that the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us, and to be faithful in the kingdom and to help bring in as many as we can, even among the Jews, share Jesus Christ with everyone that we possibly can, because, again, he's coming soon." First of all, she said nothing about trying to hasten the end of days. But then in the Times of Israel article, it was noted that one of the reporters after the Knesset session asked whether her apology was referring to her conversion comments and whether she retracted those statements. And actually, Bachman did not answer that question directly. She said, my statement of apology or my statement stands for itself, which means that she just would not answer that question. And of course, she was trying to be careful in the way she answered. And so she actually did not retract her statement on conversion. She simply was stating that she and others and Christians throughout history have done things that have been inappropriate, done and said things toward the Jews, and that she was apologizing for anything that she had done that had been inappropriate, but she actually did not retract that statement.
David, unfortunately, there are some evangelicals who do believe that Jews do not need to become Christians in order to be saved, and that they can find salvation through faithfulness to the law of Moses.
That's right, and one form of this is referred to as dual covenant theology. In other words, God has one covenant with Christians, and he has yet another covenant that still stands in effect for the Jewish people, so that Christians, that most people must turn to Christ, or Gentiles in general must turn to Christ for salvation, but that the Jews can, by, as you said, being faithful to the law of Moses and being faithful to that covenant with God, that they can find salvation in their own way apart from Christ. However, the book of Romans argues strongly against that, especially when we also understand the purpose of the Mosaic Law. The Mosaic Law was never a means of salvation. It was a means for a redeemed people to stand in a right relationship with God in their daily walk and to live as a nation, but they were not saved by that. You're saved the way Abraham was, and that he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. And in Romans chapters 1 and 2, Paul makes it very clear that both Jews and Gentiles stand equally condemned as sinners before God, and that there's nothing that we can do, either Jew or Gentile, on our own that would bring us into a right relationship with God. And then when you go to Romans chapter 10, this is extremely important, because in verse 9 of Romans 10, he says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then he says down in verse 12, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him, and whoever calls on the Lord, name of the Lord, shall be saved. So when you combine Romans 1 and 2 with Romans chapter 10, what we find is that Jews and Gentiles are equally condemned. Those who are under the law and those who are outside the law are equally condemned as sinners before God, and there is no distinction either as sinners, nor is there any distinction, as Paul says, when it comes to salvation, that one must call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. It really couldn't be more clear.
Absolutely, and I think that is key for everybody to understand. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. We need to endeavor to try to win everybody, Gentile and Jew, to Jesus Christ. David, I think this was a very important report. You corrected the misunderstanding about Michelle Bachman, and we spoke about a very important issue as it relates to eternal life, eternal salvation. Thank you so much for your research and for participating. We'll have another issue to discuss next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Great to be with you again.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to take a look at the book. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.